Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming babies in D.C. with 50 as a top or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the UCB Theater on Tuesday, July 31st, Two Oceans 12. Since last I spoke and you listened, I flew back from a fun weekend in Pittsburgh, and the in-flight movie was Wrath of the Titans, which I did not watch because it's been so long since I saw Clash of the Titans. I was afraid this story would confuse me, and I couldn't remember the Titans. All right. I know, as I was writing, I go, this is so dumb. Don't forget about the Doug Loves Movies fake trailer contest. Make your own trailer for I Dream of Siri. I Dream of Siri. The story of a fake movie about an iPhone with a Siri that grants wishes. There's already one on YouTube that some dudes made, and it's not what I expected at all. I mean, there's an iPhone in it, but it's more of a horror movie or something. I don't know. I mean, go in any direction you want with it. Animation, of course, is welcome, but it has to be 2 minutes or less, and then post it on YouTube under I Dream of Siri, you know, the movie, or some people keep saying, like, last contest I did, people would be like the official or the winner, stuff like that. It's like, that's sort of cheating, but go ahead and call it whatever you want, but just make sure those words are in there so we can find it on YouTube and everybody can look at it. Submit by September 1st. Winner will be a guest on Doug Loves Movies. Airfare and accommodations not included. So it's a pretty shitty prize. Now... Now it's time for Watch This, Not That. Dark Knight Rises, not Ice Age, if you get my continental drift. I am full of like movie pun things today for some reason. Toledo, Ohio, I'll be doing stand-up and playing some Leonard Maltin at the Funny Bone August 4th and 5th at 4:20. Omaha, Nebraska, I'll be returning to the Waiting Room Lounge for one show only on Thursday, August 9th. And Denver, yeah! I'll be doing a Doug Loves Movies at Comedy Works on Sunday, August 12th at 4:20, and this will be a benefit. All the proceeds are going to go to Columbia shooting victim comedian Caleb Medley, who we're still hoping will be okay. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Walking the Room co-host Dave Anthony tweeted, "Time for a gritty reboot of Weekend at Bernie's." This was Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. From the corrections department, Vic Garcia is not a real person, and he definitely won't be appearing at the Benson Interruption taping at the Gramercy Theater in New York City on August 19th at 4:20. And then the Douglas Movies at Helium in Philly is almost sold out, so we added a stand-up show that same night, August 20th at 9:30. Fight to get a ticket. Now we get into the prize bag. There's a Douglas Movies t-shirt. It's a medium, so keep that in mind when you raise up your name tag. I don't want to hear about it later. No returns. Find someone who's a medium and give them a nice gift. The Doug Digs It DVD of this particular episode is a copy of the DVD of Jeff Who Lives at Home. I think that's a very enjoyable motion picture. We got Smug Life, my first one, professional humoridian, and we've got a CD by this gentleman right here, and some people recognize him. And then we've got a cast picture from a very fun television program that was on for far too short a period of time, and also a DVD of songs from said show. Please help me in welcoming Chelsea Peretti, Anthony Jeselnik, and Sarah Silverman. Please welcome them. Give them the enthusiasm that they need. Yeah, come on out. Hello, hello, hello. Did you introduce us? You're like Urkel.
None of us ready.
Talking to the microphone. Microphone. Use your microphone.
I'm sorry. Hi.
Say it again. Something about mascara, you and Anthony and...
No, all three of us were like quaffing other things.
Yeah, that's cool. I didn't even get to see Chelsea backstage because you just got here, right?
Right.
Nice. I'm glad you made it.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I forgot to mention, also in the prize bag, he's not here, but very, very funny dude has a new CD called Poems About the Ocean, and it's Jim Hamilton.
What is this?
Everyone's excited.
Good plug.
This is a total anti-plug. Could whoever wins this tonight listen to it and tweet about how hilarious it is?
The title sounds like a book back of poems, and it was received like a book of poems.
Poems About the Ocean, but that's, if you know he's a comedian, that's a pretty funny title.
Yeah, like, it sounds like it bombed, like, but it didn't. The audience just had like a pensive, thoughtful tone.
Yeah, but like if nobody knew Anthony Jeselnik, if I held up a thing, a guy, and it says Shakespeare on it, that wouldn't get a big...
Woo!
That doesn't sound... That's hilarious because we know that,
but what kind
that
of
you're
weird,
very much like Shakespeare.
What kind of weird alternative universe are you talking about where people don't know who I am?
That's an excellent point, and
that
you're going
so
to be
signature Jeselnik.
So Jess, he's really jessed it up on that one.
This might be interesting to have two on either side of you coming back at you every time.
What do you mean? Jess.
When he was on with Jeff Garlin, he accused Jeff of having boring Tourette's. Anyway.
Yeah, but nobody laughed harder than that than Jeff, probably.
Not true.
It stopped him for a second, and then he went back to.
It always seems like he's stretching, like somebody's going.
Yeah, yeah. Make it as long as possible.
Jeff Garlin has never stretched in his life. I like Jeff. I think he's mad at me for that because I saw him at the Improv like a couple months ago, and he goes, "Everywhere I go, people scream boring Tourette's at me," and I laughed really hard. Like I thought it was funny. And I think he's mad at me.
You sound exactly like him. Do that again. That's incredible.
Which part? Which part?
Then? When you did his voice.
Everywhere I go, people yell at me. It was an attempt, but he did a show with T.J. Miller and Pete Holmes where I kind of sandbagged him because I didn't tell him that he's one of the three most obnoxious guests in the history of the show. I had them all on together to see who would win. And Pete Holmes won handily. But Jeff left mad before it was over. And, right, I felt bad
because
about
Jeff
that.
Jeff is a beating heart. hurt.
I know, and I felt bad about that until I ran into him at Dave Rath's weird wedding thing.
Yeah.
And when I ran into Jeff there, he started the conversation mad with me and ended it happy with me because I got him to admit that he's never gotten a bigger reaction on Twitter for anything he's ever done. And he loves it. He loved, because it was a hilarious show, and they're going to do a rematch sometime soon.
It's purely with love.
Is this like a recap show where we're going back?
This is, I was inspired by Mark Maron who's playing, like, I don't know what number show I'm at. Who keeps track of that sort of thing? But I do know there's been a lot of them, and it's time to reminisce.
Yeah.
So let's go back. Let's go back to when Chelsea was on with Pete Holmes.
I blotted it out.
You tore him apart on that
just
one.
Just blotted it out?
Is that what it is?
She dabbed it out. Just a little dab.
Wait, people don't say blotted it out?
She blotted it out.
Lately I've been messing up every idiomatic expression.
Yeah, that's not one either.
That is. That is.
You put a new twist on an old standard. That's so Chels. That's so Chaz.
You also, you played Zelda in an episode of Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
Like, why would you play someone named Zelda? Was there witchcraft involved? Everyone,
no, everyone just, I feel like I've played various humiliating things. Like Victor Varnado, do you know him? Mm-hmm. He put me in a movie and I later looked on IMDb and he named me like Sarah the Saucy Sales Lady or something like terrible like that. Zelda, I mean, I would have voted against it if I had a vote.
So no one calls you Zelda on camera in that episode?
No.
It's just, that's what they decided to call you.
It's understood that when I say my one line, that's who I am.
It was very Zelda of her. And Sarah's a voice in a new animated thing coming out.
Sarah the Sassy Sales Lady?
Yeah. Called Wreck-It Ralph. And you went down to Comic-Con for it, had a very positive experience there, right?
Yeah, it was so quick, I didn't get to really, like, roam the floor.
But people were into what you were presenting, though, right?
Yeah, I think it's going to be awesome.
Who else is it? It's you and who's the other main voice
introducing
in it?
A young man named John C. Reilly and Jane Lynch and Jack McBrayer.
Nice. You can't not smile when you talk about that guy.
Not anyone else.
What does that mean?
I don't get it.
Inside joke.
Inside what?
Sarah's brain.
That's a great new way to refer to the inside jokes. Inside. Just me. Leave me alone. And what? But can you quickly say what Wreck-It Ralph is about without wrecking it?
It's an arcade.
That's enough.
After hours, and the characters, their lives and struggles and pains.
Oh,
and
so you're
joys.
Like a whack-a-mole or something like that?
No.
Are they in it?
No, but some real. It's very. Mm-hmm. It's nostalgic for people our age.
So it's like it's like Toy Story for even bigger nerds.
Gotcha. Does it make you? Have you seen it?
They show like animatics before we record, and like have showed us in pieces, and then they showed a big chunk of it at Comic-Con and stuff, and it's just like those movies are. It's like,
do they try to make you cry, like Up or Toy Story?
Fucking rips your heart out.
Oh no!
Does this?
I can't do that. Surrounded by children, it's terrible. Look at that weeping old guy near the kids.
Those kids' movies are brutal.
Doug, is there anything you can do that you can do surrounded by children?
You know, I have my times in the public pools that are okay. When the kids are in the pool at the hotel, I hit the bricks. I just say, I get outside the room, try to find a window, and masturbate. So let me ask you guys, let's talk about movies a little bit. Chelsea, have you been to the cinema lately?
Yes, I went to go see, this actually I just realized isn't going to be fun to tell, but I went to go see The Dark Knight Rises, walked out, couldn't take it, was thinking about the shooting the whole time. Had a panic attack.
I can understand that. It doesn't make it a lot more intense.
What shooting?
What? I don't know.
Hey,
how
do
to play
you
out.
Or do you not have a shooting related joke on the roast in a few weeks?
I don't want to give it away.
Oh, God. Roseanne's really going to get it.
But
it's just an ugly time right now in general.
No, I'm going. But at least they're roasting icons again. Like, they're roasting, like, people that are supposed to be roasted and not just, like, Hasselhoffs.
Yeah. Plus, I mean,
you have to... She's great.
It's neat when the opening montage is like, look at all this great shit this person did, and they actually have some value to society. That is good. Then you tear them apart.
Plus, Seth Green's going to be there, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're cool.
I can't wait.
How much of it did you think you got through?
I don't know. I also, aside from that, I just don't think I liked it. I don't like Bane. Is it Bane or Bane's?
It's Bane, and what didn't you like about that character?
It's like, I just hate it. Like,
what was it that bothered you
about?
That's
so horrible. It really upsets me. Even you doing that, like, makes me want to flee the room.
Please stay. You almost didn't make it to begin with.
I really hate it. God, what is that character? It just is evil.
He is, but man, you could see Heath Ledger's face, and he was so amazing that I still, for me, it was like, I like, Bane was kind of a cool thing, but not being able to see a guy's face, I guess
it
might be scarier
for you. Oh, I thought you were saying that Bane was Heath Ledger. I'm like, what? How did they do that?
It's, they took some outtakes of the Joker, put a mask on his face.
It's like Tupac.
Never asked themselves, how does Bane eat? They never asked themselves that once.
Yeah.
Even though the actor had to figure out a way. You think he would just get like something put in his arm every afternoon around, it's time for me to eat.
Yeah.
Someone puncture my arm so I can have sustenance.
That actually would be a cool, scary addition to see him feeding. Like at an IV like that and some creepy nurse. Played.
From your mouth to God's DVD extras. Anthony, you've been to the movies? Did you see that? Did you see Dark Knight?
I did, and it is tough. The first like half hour, it is tough to sit there. There's like whenever there's gunfights in the movie, you can't not think about that fucking
sure,
thing.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
But I liked it a lot. I thought it was great.
I can't believe you were just genuine.
I was.
That was crazy.
I was like
on the edge of my chair.
You better lose that shit before the roast.
That sums up Chelsea and I's friendship.
It's and like if I ever say it's not a joke.
Fonzie cried?
I think you two make a beautiful couple.
No,
I think I should push
it.
You into his arms.
Oh my God, I
All right,
hate
sorry,
it.
Sorry, sorry.
You know what
again.
I saw? I just saw
again.
A movie, Hurikari, Death of a Samurai. Have you seen that?
No, I have not.
The
Sounds
dude who made
good.
13 Assassins. It's a sequel. It's fucking dope. Go see it.
Is it like a limited release or?
It's called Hurikari, Death of a Samurai. What the fuck do you think?
Is it on more screens than The Watch?
You can see it on demand, if you like. It's on demand early.
They thought Neighborhood Watch might be offensive to people, so they changed it to The Watch.
And a lot
so
of
some
news.
People just think it's about a timepiece.
Yeah, but...
That is so ridiculous.
I know, I can't stand those kind of alterations.
Neighborhood Watch, the word... The wonderful phrase and sentiment and thing that is Neighborhood Watch to them.
Totally. Yeah. Plus, George Zimmerman has like an early cameo in the beginning, and then he's not in it at all.
They took that out?
Yeah. He was pretty funny, though.
I love Zimmerman.
Oh, Zim.
Zim, Zim. So Zim to do a cameo.
Classic Zim.
Such a Zim move.
Have you been to the movie, Sarah?
I saw Moonrise Kingdom.
Nice.
Wasn't really. I love Wes Anderson, but for some reason I wasn't like jazzed to see it. And then I was like, well, I'm being ridiculous. Just see it. And then I loved it.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say then you still weren't jazzed.
No, it's a masterpiece. Wait, why did my stepsister told me it was boring.
I didn't think it was boring. I don't think it's... I still don't think he's matched Rushmore as of yet, but I don't think he necessarily has to because I just like watching what he's doing. Like
Rushmore
was
the best.
Rushmore was the best, but this is so ambitious and cool
Too cool, though. Too cool.
But he gives Bill Murray a chance to stretch, but he also gives him a character that's no... that like, when Bill Murray's on screen, you want to be having fun. You don't just want to watch this frustrated, fucked-up guy who doesn't do anything particularly interesting.
Tenenbaums was dope.
Yeah, I love Tenenbaums, too. Tenenbaums was better, you say? Yeah.
No,
yeah,
then well, Rushmore? Yeah. No, you Rushmore dummy. Never... I'll physically fight you. I'll physically attack
film
you.
Film fight. Film fight.
Put it on YouTube. That's what comedy is now. You get in fights with audience members and then people weigh in on it. When
but it has to be the Laugh Factory.
Yeah.
Interesting. The,
I think they have a PR department that sits stage left and just waits for shit to happen there and then says, okay, let's put this out there and everyone will say Laugh Factory is the place to go for shit you don't want to hear.
It fucks over a comic that's worked here for years, but they will get the Laugh Factory name out there.
Everyone's like, what's going on?
Well, I don't know. I'm not saying I don't have any inside information. It just seems like every time something goes down there, it's there at the Laugh Factory.
Mm-hmm. And it's not even hasn't even been camera phones the last couple. It's just someone jotted down
tumblers.
What was
that
said.
That doesn't happen anywhere else.
Every performance is now like a TV set where it's like a national issue.
No, people don't write about it when it's on TV. It gets even more attention than it would. And then, you know, a lot of these comics have been saying, oh, I was working out some stuff. Well, yeah, you're working out some crazy shit. Because people are fucking flipping out because they heard it. Like, it's not a good enough joke yet. But it's still like...
Jesslyn, like, you had the best tweet about it because you were just like, oh, somebody, like, angry at you, shittily quoting a joke. It's like, there's just nothing. I didn't quote you very well. No, actually, never. I just did what you hate, but with joy and love.
You don't usually... When someone's saying it in that from that tone of, like, listen to this terrible
He
joke.
Said that rape is good. You know what I mean? Like,
that was his punchline.
It's good for some.
Anyway, rape is good.
If I was more famous, that would definitely be on The View tomorrow. So let me apologize right now for all rape.
On behalf of all rapists.
Yes.
I would like to
apologize. It's not a sex thing. It's a violence thing, and they're terrible people, and they need help.
Have you ever?
Have I ever? I'm.
JK,
I'm too nice for that.
Me,
I'm too nice for that.
Me.
I did force a girl to hold my hand once in an alley.
That counts.
Just for a little while. And just say, like, that was a fun date. Like, it wasn't that much I was asking for, but...
But it was
but
a
she
gun
didn't
point.
Want to do it, yeah. She wasn't down with it. I got to remember to say, does anyone hunger for games? Because we're having so much fun.
Not us.
Everybody but the panel wants there to be some games, but you guys, I think you might enjoy this. There's a game that all of you may not have played because it might be new enough that you haven't experienced it yet. It's called ABCD's Nuts.
Ooh.
And the idea is we go through one at a time. Normally we go through the alphabet, and each person has to name a movie that begins with the next letter of the alphabet. And it seems kind of easy, but it's under pressure. It can be difficult. But we do a different kind of variation every time now. And the latest is that this time, instead of going straight through the alphabet, we're going to be spelling out the words Ghost Protocol. So you have to be able to think ahead to what
so
letter's
hard.
Next. But also, this is a twist that I thought of. I've written down my first thought that came into my mind for each of these letters, and if at any point somebody matches, they automatically win.
This game sounds as fun as that explanation was.
As explanations go, I think it was really fun, but that's because I was doing it. I was doing the explaining. So you get to start with the letter G, Chelsea. Don't look at my...
Ghost Protocol. Can I do that? Why not?
It's called Mission Impossible 4.
Oh, Ghost World.
Yes, that's correct, and that's not what I said. I said, get him to the Greek. All right, Anthony, H.
H, Hudsucker Proxy.
Correct. I said hair.
Correct.
Sarah, O. any movie that begins with O.
Overnight Delivery.
I like how happy you are
so
about
proud.
That. I said Orgasmo. Okay, S. Back to Chelsea. S. Anything that begins with S.
Starbucks. Starbucks.
I love that movie.
Starbucks the movie. It's all about baristas.
Why can't it be that? It could be on every corner. You can watch the movie while you're waiting for a latte. S.
Sim.
Sims the movie.
Sims the movie. Simpsons.
Okay,
movie.
You're out. You gave me a good shot, though. S, Anthony.
S.
Shit, that fucks me up.
Yeah, it does.
Sophie's Choice.
That's good.
Very good. I said super.
Who's odd at that? Like, I fucking wrote it.
Oh, bad statement of a name.
Oh, him with his Sophie's Choice jokes. Any chance he gets to say those words, he dives on it. T for you, Sarah.
True Romance.
Oh, okay. I said Tropic Thunder. P.
And back in?
No. Anthony, P.
Prometheus.
My sight line. Prometheus? I said Pan's Labyrinth. Okay, K.
Why are you saying that? After who gives a shit if R we got the one
Sarah.
That you wrote down?
Yeah. If it matches, it's going to be amazing.
No. Rain Man.
Rock of Ages.
Oh, man.
We should do it that way every time.
Outbreak.
Outland. See?
This is like...
See how not exciting it is? Sarah T.
Tropic Thunder.
Okay, Anthony wins.
What?
Because you can't repeat.
You didn't?
No, it's okay. No,
started.
I'll allow it. I'll allow it.
I'll come up with another one.
I'll allow
two.
It. You're going to come up with another one?
Ratatouille.
Ratatouille.
I'm going to have to accept Tropic Thunder.
The Shining.
So... Oh, good
very
one.
Good. Trick or treat.
This is like being in the basement with a door.
Play my games. Don't make me go back out in the pool with the children.
I feel like your mother's going to be calling soon.
Oh, Anthony.
How can you be out of the game yet still ruin me?
That's the best place to be. That's the dream position.
Oh,
I'm going to say the movie O.
Yeah, that's good. Office Space. C, Sarah.
Oh, what is it?
C, the letter C. And cunt isn't a movie. Yet.
Cunt Rider.
C?
That probably is a movie.
Chocolate.
Oh.
Got a little fancy.
Yeah, Catwoman. Oh, to Anthony.
Othello.
Based on the movie
Always
O.
Always promoted.
Othello was not based on the movie O.
I know. That was my little joke. Operation Dumbo Drop. L, Sarah.
Love. The one love. Oh, love. That was a sitcom. Love Sydney.
Really? You go love and you don't. You got nothing. Is there a comma?
Love Actually.
That's what I wrote. Love fucking Actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Worthless coincidence. Worthless coincidence.
We're more psychic when we're high. Come on. It's been proven in motion picture.
You know who won that game? Chelsea.
First one out wins. That's how my games work. First one to the bar not playing is the winner. And that CD that I showed earlier that I should point out because I didn't mention it is Songs from the Sarah Silverman Program. That's got to be a fun CD to listen to.
It's got like a zillion tracks. Yeah. You know, we really scraped.
That's what the critics said. It was really good.
Scraped everything.
And don't forget about Jim Hamilton, a bunch of poems. About the ocean.
Let's listen to it now.
That's a great idea. I'm going to throw in a clip. Edit point. All right, let's play the Leonard Maltin game. The audience knows that it's time to show name tags if they brought them. Don't feel bad if you didn't, but holy shit, there's a lot of them. And Adam wrote, scribbled it on a piece of paper. I always appreciate those. There's a mouse trap over there. And Anthony had his tossed to him by our good friend Jordan. So Anthony's playing for Jordan. Sarah's really working it. Okay, Chelsea's gonna go get a water. Anthony is, what's up with you lately?
Chilling.
Just chilling out. No. Playing for Jordan. Have you ever won the prize bag, Jordan? He won once.
So. About to make it twice, bro.
All right.
Will.
What'd you get, Sarah?
Or Rob. Oh, Rob.
Will Hart Movies for Laughs, Rob. And it's like a street sign.
Doesn't
street
seem like sign? Much of a sacrifice. I'll love movies for laughs.
No one wants you to do that for them.
But you know. It's,
you should switch it out. Switch it out!
Change your mind!
I'm homeless!
All right, so your name is Rob, and okay, so he's verified that he is homeless. So that's nice that he's just asking for laughs instead of. And don't read that if it says someone for me to call a shithead at the end of the show. They'll get to do that if they, if you lose.
There's
if you lose.
So much information and directions.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy. It gets more. It gets harder for you to understand every time you come. What is this? You got a new phone?
No, this is the girl I chose. I had to because I'm a narcissist.
Now,
her
Chelsea.
Name is Chelsea.
Chelsea, did you know that Chelsea would be here? Did you?
No,
so it's perfect.
You must have been delighted.
Good luck. But
another fun coincidence.
Most of my guests like the name Chelsea, so she might have gotten picked by somebody else. And Jordan and Rob. Okay, so I almost looked on your phone, Chelsea. Chelsea.
That's her last name, Chelsea.
That's not a bad name, Chelsea.
It's the craziest. It actually really is bad.
Where would she be from?
Hey, you're talking about it.
What's that? What is your last name?
Ofuia?
Bet you regret asking that.
I take it back.
Do you get tired of hearing it with a question mark at the end? Ofuia?
Are you Nigerian? No. Nothing? All right, fair enough.
Ofuia. Sounds like a onomatopoeia for like a really dry diarrhea. If that's possible.
Yeah, that sounds like a song that would be on your CD.
Yeah,
onomatopoeia for dry diarrhea.
God.
That's the first time I've ever sang in my life.
That was rapping. Let's be honest, that was rapping. Everyone wants to try.
I've got an album coming
Remember
out.
Remember the 90s?
Full of rap songs.
My album cover looks like rap, so most places have it in the rap section. Most music stores, that's
most
where
places.
My album is.
I want mine
you mean
to look like R&B.
Both music stores that still exist.
Both places that have them, yeah. I mean, Amoeba knows better, but I'm talking about like Walmart or whatever. It's in the rap section. Jordan just took a picture. Why don't you just stare at us like you do every week? He's always right in the front row.
Why didn't someone warn me before I took this baseball?
Because everything I say to you guys, you go, oh, there's way too much to learn and know and understand. I just came here to make jokes.
This is like fun
jokes.
Detention.
I've been trying to get you guys to go with me to the movies or something, and you wouldn't do it, so I asked you to be guests on the show.
I'm just kidding,
and this
Zach.
Is what
this
it would
is a
be
lot
like.
Of fun. Just kidding. All right.
Sarah gets to go first because she won ABCD's Nuts.
Thank you, Doug. I can name that movie.
Don't jump ahead. That's happened a couple times lately. People blurt out the answer very early on, and Kumail has never lived it down. Okay, so Sarah gets picked from the following categories. Then we'll go to Anthony and then to Chelsea. And your category choices, Sarah, are at Denver underscore yeah. So that'd be weird if he's had that name for a long time. He or she suggested Snape's on a Plane.
Snape's
on a Plane, and that is movies where Alan Rickman flies somehow. It's more nerds in the basement now, right?
I don't even understand.
Yeah,
any of that.
Exactly.
That was
exactly.
All gibberish to me, except Snape's is from either Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings.
It's from Lord of the Rings. He's the one, he's the little monster in the cave that says precious a lot.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Is that a lie?
Yes.
Okay.
At Bradley SM suggested Quaid's Awareness Month, and that's movies with Randy and Dennis Quaid.
Both of them?
Both of them together, yes. Yeah. Hasn't happened very often. And it's Wesley Snipes' birthday today, so movies where taxes are evaded. No, movies. Movies. The movies of Wesley Snipes.
Oh,
I like to do that
Wesley.
On somebody's
Fuck.
Birthday.
What's the first one?
I don't remember. Snape's on a Plane.
Alan Rickman?
Mm-hmm.
These are the worst categories.
Can't you think of a handful of Alan Rickman movies just sitting there holding
that
your head like that?
That he's on a plane?
And some sort of thing that flies, yes.
This is hard.
Or he flies. Not to put too fine
what
a point
was
on
he
it.
In Harry Potter?
It's not the answer, but
him,
he flies in Die Hard until he hits the ground.
Sense and Sensibility is not an option.
No.
I'm sorry, I
Sense and Sensibility would not be one.
And then the second one
Wesley
is...
Wesley Snipes, you know his movies?
Okay.
All the Blade films?
Just
you love
Snipes.
Them. Oh, Jungle Fever is the only one you've seen?
Yeah.
But you've seen it like a million times, right? Yeah.
I only know like three.
The year of Sarah is 1992. Leonard gives this movie 2.5 stars. He says that... he says that one of the co-stars of the movie is the director's father. No help at all, right? And he also says about this movie... has too many coincidences.
This is a Wesley Snipes movie.
Mm-hmm. And suspend your disbelief. And there are 9 names listed. How many names do you think you get?
I can name it in 8 names.
Smart opening bit. Anthony?
Name that movie.
Really?
What? Interesting strategy.
Right?
And I think it's going to pay off.
I know, it's a smart
I have a good
clue.
Feeling about it.
All right, let's do this.
All right.
You want a mate.
Do you want the clues again?
It's a Wesley Snipes movie from 1992, and the director's father is a co-star in it.
2.5 stars. And...
Oh!
And coincidences.
Too many coincidences.
Too many. And your 8 names are... Ernie Lively, Michael Horse, Elizabeth Hurley, Robert Hooks.
Slow down.
You slow
Elizabeth
down.
Elizabeth Hurley? Is that the...
That's
oh, okay, okay.
You said both names correctly.
Okay, Elizabeth Hurley.
Robert Hooks, Bruce Greenwood, Alex Datcher.
Who?
The great Alex Datcher.
Someone Horse.
Tom Sizemore. And Bruce Payne. There's no reason to drag it out. We can just give the point to Anthony right now.
Is there any more?
Bruce Payne is the second billed person out of 9.
So Wesley Snipes. Wesley Snipes. Star in 1992?
I know. Can you believe it happened that early for him? I had no idea that's when this came out. But I'm not good with years.
I don't think I'm even going to know this movie. Hold on.
I think you will know it. At the risk of giving you another clue to you. Don't say it. I gotta call time on you.
Girl 6.
She got it. She fucking got it. No. No.
Classic. Classic Perrette.
I don't think I've ever been happier in my basement. Yeah, so the final name, of course, is Wesley Snipes, and he plays the title character, Passenger 57.
No idea.
You've heard of Passenger 57?
No. I've heard of it, come but on. I didn't know he was in it. I thought it was like a John Travolta movie.
It was the prequel to United 93.
Is 93 the right number?
Is it?
I can never remember what the number of it, but yeah. Good one.
Thank you.
That's funny on for so many reasons, Chelsea, because 93 and 92.
That is funny.
I'm sorry.
All right, so congratulations, Anthony. You did that just right. We'll start with Chelsea and then go to Anthony to change the direction around.
Have fun, you guys.
Sounds
something
fair.
Different happened this time. So you get to pick, Chelsea.
Okay.
@reeh_24 suggested Hunger Games, and that's movies that have an eating contest in them.
Whoa.
Yeah. @theloudestfan suggested In Your Face, which is movies where someone wears a mask of somebody else's face.
Bing!
All right. Forget that one. I'll throw that one out.
Why?
Entertainment Weekly's 50 most underrated films of the last two decades, movies that were on that list.
That's just a real category?
Mm-hmm. And Jack... let's see. Yeah, Jack Oft.
Funny.
As suggested by Malcolm_Irvin. That's movies where Jack Nicholson dies. Jack Oft. So he's like, Jack Oft, 50 most underrated according to Entertainment Weekly, or... Hunger Games movies where there's an eating contest.
I guess underrated.
All right. You get to pick the year even, so you get to narrow it down a little bit yourself. Would you like an underrated movie for 96 or 99?
House of Yes.
Or 99? Or 99?
96.
Okay, no more pre-guessing. That was a close one. 2.5 stars from Leonard. He says this movie...
Who's Leonard? JK, I know.
My buddy Leonard, who couldn't be here today because his mom's making him stay home because he's got the sniffles.
He's grounded.
Yeah, he says about this movie, Leonard Maltin says it's amusing, and he also says that there are fine performances all around. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Underrated, amusing.
Fine. Yeah, and
fine.
And he lists 8 names. How many names do you think you can get it in, Chelsea?
I mean, 9.
Okay, yeah, I'll make up
max.
A name. I'll
I
throw
have to
in
go
one
to the
more.
Max.
You can say 8, okay. Yeah. Okay, 8, she says. Anthony.
Oh, it's to me?
Yeah.
I'll
same
go.
Same tactic?
I'm going to go, 7 names.
All right, good. Because if you'd have said name it, you probably would have won.
Yeah, but I don't want to.
This is a better way to go.
But this is more fun for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what? 7.
To watch you lose.
7.
I like the attention of having it on me, but I'm going to say name that movie.
Yeah. Doug, you fucked me by telling her basically to tell me to name the movie.
When did I say that? I said he said 7.
Yeah, and you said you probably would have won if you had told her to say it in 8.
Oh, no, but shit. He thinks that Chelsea's stupid.
She said it out loud. She said it before I did. She goes, are you going to use the same tactic? She brought it up. And the same tactic is make the person name
fight,
it even though
fight,
he's got a ton
fight,
of names.
Fight, YouTube, fight, YouTube, fight, YouTube, fight, YouTube, fight, YouTube, fight, YouTube, fight, go, go.
I don't think you understand what I'm mad at you for. But I will name the movie. Give me the 7.
The 7 names are... Allison Janney, Joseph Saravo, something like that.
It's not all right.
Doesn't matter. Randall Batenkoff, Kevin Corrigan, Lev Schreiber, Todd Field, and how many does he get? 7 out of
7, yeah.
Anne Heche.
Anne Heche, 96.
Mm-hmm.
2.5 stars, underrated.
I know, I don't know.
You do?
Schreiber. 96. I was a junior in high school. There's no way I had any idea who the fuck Anne Heche was.
She was big at that time, wasn't she? When was
this
she
like
huge?
Movie.
Oh. There was like 1 year where everyone was talking Heche.
You guys are ganging. You're ganging up, helping him.
Help?
Yeah.
They're not.
I know it's all. Yeah, I guess it's from a lady's perspective. But.
I believe Schreiber 96.
Okay, Heche fever.
Okay. Okay.
Remember, it was during that time of Heche fever.
What were the clues? What were the clues again?
Heche fever.
Underrated 96, 2.5 stars. Everyone did a good job.
Yeah, but there were like clues in the review as well.
Yeah, yeah.
What underrated.
It was amusing.
And
fine.
Performances were fine.
You sound mean. All right.
I gotta call it. I gotta keep playing.
I have no idea.
And the top billed person, of course, is Catherine Keener, and the movie's called Walking and Talking.
Would never have gotten
it. But I don't
never
think I would
heard
I
of it.
I would
have
guessed
this
it.
Is
so hilarious.
I wouldn't have gotten it.
I would imagine most women here know about Walking and Talking, and most men here know about Passenger 57.
No, I know neither.
Yeah, well, you're not most.
I'm
you guys
a robot.
I'm just pointing out, you guys are weird.
You like Walking and Talking.
Walking and Talking is good.
What's that about?
But it's
like
more obscure than Passenger 57,
it's
for sure.
Nicole Olive Center.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't a joke.
Yeah, no, I like her
I
movies.
Know.
All right, so that means Sarah got a point.
Woo! Yeah.
Yeah, very unsatisfying.
It was not satisfying.
Point. So that means that, and she challenged Anthony, so Chelsea will start with you again.
Oh, good.
And then go to Sarah.
Okay.
And I won't
so
say,
right now
I won't
it's all
say
tied
anything,
up.
Anthony. I don't know what I said before that ruined it.
Wait, what?
Nothing. Okay. Which one of these categories would you like to play, Chelsea? Would you like at Everdark Moon suggested Bottomless Pit, which is movies where Brad Pitt eats. Which is pretty much every movie, someone in the audience just pointed out. And then at Blake_Blount suggested Mother Lovers. And that's movies where an actress and an actor played both mother and son and lovers in two different movies. Yeah, I know. That's fucked up, that category. And Moonrise Condom, that's movies where someone has sex in space.
Man,
which one of those are you dying to play?
Those are all going to be fails for me. The first, what was the first one?
The first one was the one about Bottomless Pit. So that's Brad
Pitt
movies.
Eating?
Yeah. It's Brad Pitt movies, essentially.
Right.
Just think about all that eating.
He's like, he's always biting out of an apple.
Are you anorexic now?
Huh?
Are you anorexic now?
No, but.
What?
That's a scene. That's a scene from Walking
eating.
And Talking.
Eating, it's so loud.
Yes, it's true.
Oh yeah, you don't.
We
like
have a sensitivity to hearing chewing sounds.
Sarah flips out so much when somebody chews popcorn near her that now I flip out about it because I just think if Sarah were here right now she'd be losing her mind.
I know,
and
it's
I can't
it's
concentrate
like
on the movie.
If I hear someone snap their gum, I think of you because of how much it pisses you off.
It's beyond my control. It's a chemical rage.
But a lot of people are raised not to smack their food. Like, a lot of people are just raised, like, chew with your mouth closed. But then there's a shocking alarm.
Then there's the impoverished.
That are often sitting behind you at the arc light.
The opposite.
Rich people eat like pigs. I'm not kidding.
That makes sense. Sure.
Anyway,
well,
the
so
category.
I'm so angry about stuff.
Wait,
so you want to go Bottomless Pit?
First, do you hate the poor? Yeah, I'll go.
I've got some problems with them, but I wouldn't go so far.
He doesn't hate it. He's uncomfortable around them.
Right. I guess I'll go Bottomless Pit. Why not?
Okay, here we go. Bottomless Pit. This is your chance.
It's like, do you want to eat dog shit or cat shit? I guess I'll eat dog shit. It smells better than cat shit.
Wait a second.
No, you're going to want cat shit. Cat shit's way smaller.
But
yeah.
It smells. I feel like
goes
cat
down
shit,
easier. Cats,
agree,
cat shit is like pills.
It smells so bad. It fills an entire house and it's just terrible. Like,
we'll put some plugs in and go nuts.
Get a litter box, Peretti, and fucking let's play this game.
All right.
Cat shit smells like if a vagina could shit.
Ew, they can.
Are you guys going for the Jeff Garland
Chelsea
prize
just
tonight?
Said that. Chelsea, gross.
Gross.
Jeff. Jeff.
That is really...
Jeff, we have to play the game.
Who's Jeff?
Garland. That's what he does.
You just got curbed.
Oh, man, that hurts.
I love when Jeselnik says, like, a funny thing. He does that, like, basketball basket, no smile. Like, you know, when guys get, like, a good basket and they, like, don't
smile. Do a real poker face after.
Seem cool.
I'm in the zone. What can I say?
You do that no smile. Like, I'm serious when I say that. But
yeah, it's, like, all net.
Oh, yeah, I do this for a living.
1998.
1998
is the year. Okay. Two stars from Leonard. He says about this movie in which Brad Pitt eats. He says that the main character simply makes no sense.
Okay.
And that the movie has sumptuous production design.
Okay.
Two stars, 1998, Brad Pitt eats, and there are... seven names listed. How many do you want to start with?
One. I can do it in one name.
She says one name. Sarah.
Your zero names. Names.
Whoa, you guys are ridiculous.
Just as a fuck you to Chelsea.
Well, you're just stuck, right? Because
we're just like, what do you call it? I can't remember the expression. Jamming the system? What is it?
That is not
I don't know. I didn't grow up.
Gleaming the cube would have been closer.
Rigging the game?
What is that? Gaming the system.
Gaming the system.
I feel like I know this movie, and I'm pissed off that you guys fucked me out of glory.
Oh. You can go negative one. All you got to do is name the movie and whoever the person, the unveiled person is.
I can do that.
Well, why did you go to that?
Okay,
you
said negative
I'll go negative one.
All right. So now can you name the movie and the two lead performers in the right order?
Yes.
Okay, so say negative two.
Negative two.
Okay. Sarah?
Name
do you want to go negative
movie.
Three? Yes.
Name it?
That's a hard one to pull, that third name.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so what's the movie?
Brad Pitt and Heath Ledger, Brokeback Mountain.
You're gaming me.
There was a shit ton of eating in Brokeback Mountain.
Inside the tent. You didn't get to see a lot of it.
Oh, ass, right? Ass?
Yes, Doug. Yes.
They ate each other's ass. Okay, mother, I'll keep it down. All right, so... What were you so confident about, Sarah?
I thought it was Brad Pitt and Claire Forlani and Meet Joe Black.
Close.
How could that be Claire Forlani?
I would have guessed. Can I do what I... Because I won, right?
What would you have done? Yeah,
I would have guessed Bruce Willis, Brad Pitt, 12 Monkeys.
This is all over the place, but it was Meet Joe Black.
It was?
And yeah, but it was Anthony Hopkins, Brad Pitt... Claire Forlani.
What happens? What do you do now? How do you calculate the winner?
I won.
Oh, Anthony won.
Yeah.
He won.
Anthony,
yeah, I calculated by you thinking that Brad Pitt was in Brokeback Mountain. That disqualifies you tonight and forever. So let me... I've never started a completely disqualified list, but... Oh, I have. It's just in my head. It's Tig and now you. There's two people.
Oh, Tig?
Tig doesn't know about movies at all.
But Tig,
you play along a lot better.
I bring a lot of joie to beef.
Yeah, yeah.
That is true. Chelsea has so much joy.
That's the same as joie to beef.
I think Tig is like a... Tig's like a pure cinephile who just doesn't like you.
Here, can I see your sign, please?
They're not all perfect.
Wait, didn't I win?
Yeah, you did.
Why are you taking
you won for Jordan, who's won once before.
Wait. No, because I said Claire Forlani instead of Anthony Hopkins.
But he still...
Yeah, but it was after me. I guess negative two. She said negative three.
No.
You did win. You did win. You did win.
I said name that.
Sarah wins.
But it wasn't you.
Oh!
So you were wrong.
No, don't say it. Don't you...
Can't start it up.
So you were.
All right, so Sarah wins. And Jordan, you get to come up and name a shithead. Just write it down over here because I don't think you have a shithead on your baseball, considering you asked the guests to sign your baseball. And Chelsea, come up and. Oh, there's Chelsea's written on a piece of paper by someone that was Jose's lunchbox?
Jose.
That does not look like a dude to me. All right. And, okay, so... What? Wow, that's a weird one. And what did Jordan say? Oh, that's just like some friend of yours or something? Good one. People write to me on Twitter, I hate it when they just name a friend of theirs. Why can't they write, come up with something funny?
Like a corporation or
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, exactly.
Jam the system.
Yeah. You could have jammed the system tonight and you went with your friend. She does have a funny name, though. We'll see what happens.
Jam system?
Sarah, any place people can see you or release dates or anything
if
like that?
If anyone's going to be in my living room for the next month or so, that's where I'll probably be.
How's Doug?
He's alive. Every morning.
It's amazing, right?
Every morning I wake up and I'm like, you're still here?
That's fun. That's probably what encourages him to go on. And Anthony?
You can see me on the roast next weekend. And that same weekend I'll be at the Tampa Bay Improv.
Nice.
Thursday through Saturday.
Taking all the compliments in person.
Yes.
From all the nice people in Tampa. And Chelsea, what are you up to?
I'm going to be at Portland, the Helium Bear, at the end of the month.
Ooh, I like that place. Was just there.
I just
had
heard
a great
this
time.
The best club.
It's
great
good.
Club.
You should
everyone
totally do
says
it.
That.
You could just go up for a night. You don't have to do like a weekend or whatever. You can just go whenever. It's
don't bring merch.
Pretty
those
close.
People have no fucking money.
They
really?
It's not the biggest
that's
merch
like
town.
That's
like
loves
little
that.
Hemp bracelets.
Unless you're selling bicycle parts, no one's buying shit.
Jess will make bicycle
all you got,
parts.
All you got shirts and CDs, I gotta get home. I need a bicycle part. And all of my tour dates are at douglasmovies.com. And thank you to my guests, Sarah Silverman, Anthony Jeselnik, Chelsea Peretti. And has anyone ever come to you in a bar and went like, you're Chelsea Lately? Have they said that?
People go, like someone was like, are you Chelsea Handler's sister? I go, it goes by last name.
You should say that, though, to people. I'm Chelsea Peretti, no relation.
Yeah.
All right, thanks again. And as always, Leslie Silvernail is a shithead. And those Federal Reserve mook fucks is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another cocky. Eyes of gold is viewing powers makes him cocky.